28. Good grief, they ruin everything. Don't take it so hard, Charlie. Well, what are we going to talk about now? It's no use talking about the lonely one if he ain't even alive. It's not scary anymore. Don't know about you, Charlie, said Tom. I'm going back to Summer's ice house and sit in the door and pretend he's alive and get all cold up and down my spine. That's cheating. You gotta take your chills where you can find them, Charlie. Douglas did not listen to Tom and Charlie. He looked at Lavinia Nebs's house and spoke almost to himself. I was there last night in the ravine. I saw it. I saw everything. On my way home, I cut across here. I saw that lemonade glass right on the porch rail, half empty. Thought I'd like to drink it. Like to drink it, I thought. I was in the ravine, and I was here, right in the middle of it all. Tom and Charlie, in turn, ignored Douglas. For that matter, said Tom, I don't really think the lonely one is dead. You were here this morning when the ambulance came to bring that man out on the stretcher, weren't you? Sure, said Tom. Well, that was the lonely one, dumb. Read the papers. After 10 long years escaping, old Lavinia Nebs up and stabbed him with a handy pair of sewing scissors. I wish she'd minded her own business. You want she'd laid down and let him squeeze her windpipe? No, but the least she could have done is gallop out of the house and down the street screaming, "Lonely one, lonely one," long enough to give him a chance to beat it. This town used to have some good stuff in it up until about 12 o'clock last night. From here on, we're vanilla junket. Let me say for the last time, Charlie, I figure the lonely one ain't dead. I saw his face. You saw his face. Doug saw his face, didn't you, Doug? What? Yes, I think so. Yes. Everybody saw his face. Answer me this, then. Did it look like the lonely one to you? I, said Douglas, and stopped. The sun buzzed in the sky for about 5 seconds. My gosh, whispered Charlie at last. Tom waited, smiling. It didn't look like the lonely one at all, gasped Charlie. It looked like a man. Right, yes, sir, a plain, everyday man, who wouldn't pull the wings off even so much as a fly, Charlie, a fly. The least the lonely one would do if he was the lonely one is look like the lonely one, right? Well, he looked like the candy butcher down front the elite theater nights. What? You think he was a tramp coming through town, got in what he thought was an empty house, and got killed by Miss Nebs? Sure. Hold on, though. None of us know what the lonely one should look like. There's no pictures. Only people ever saw him wound up dead. You know, and Doug knows, and I know what he looks like. He's got to be tall, don't he? Sure. And he's got to be pale, don't he? Pale, that's right. And skinny like a skeleton and have long dark hair, don't he? That's what I always said. And big eyes bulging out, green eyes like a cat. That's him to the T. Well then, Tom snorted, you saw that poor guy they lugged out of the Nebs' place a couple hours ago. What was he? Little and red-faced and kind of fat and not much hair and what there was sandy. Tom, you hit on it. Come on, call the guys. You go tell them like you told me. The lonely one ain't dead. He'll still be out lurking around tonight. Yeah, said Tom, and stopped, suddenly thoughtful. Tom, you're a pal. You got a real brain. None of us would have saved the day this way. The summer was sure going bad up to this very minute. You get your thumb in the dike just in time. August won't be a total loss. Hey, kids! And Charlie was off, waving his arms, yelling. Tom stood on the sidewalk in front of Lavinia Nebs's house, his face pale. My gosh, he whispered. What have I gone and done now? He turned to Douglas. I say, Doug, what have I gone and done now? Douglas was staring at the house. His lips moved. I was there last night in the ravine. I saw Elizabeth Ramsell. I came by here last night on the way home. I saw the lemonade glass there on the rail. Just last night it was. I could drink that, I thought. I could drink that.